This is the Table for One edition of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and I'm your host, Dakshin Adyantaya, back again with a new brand story to recount. And today, we relate to the backstory of one of the world's most favorite coffee brand, Starbucks. The history, some interesting stories, and the incident of unicorn at the store coming up right after this quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
So in the year 1971, Jerry Belden, Zev Siegel, and Gordon Bowker opened Starbucks. In fact, the first store, interestingly, only sold roasted whole coffee beans and not brewed coffee. Also, the name Starbucks came from Herman Melville's 19th century novel Moby Dick, and the name Starbucks is the name of the ship's first mate. For a very long time, Starbucks continued to be a small chain that sold coffee beans and equipment. In fact, it was only when Howard Schultz joined the company, he had the vision to transform Starbucks into a place for a conversation and community, what he called a third place between work and home. This vision was inspired by the coffee culture he experienced during his trip to Italy, where espresso bars served as a meeting place for people. And hence in 1987, the brand began to sell brewed coffees. Over the years, Starbucks continued to have its share of stories with their stores and their innovation with their drinks. Like for example, in 1997, Starbucks, located inside the CIA's headquarters in Virginia, opened for business. Now, for a brand that's obsessed to calling out your names loudly when your coffee arrives, this location outlet doesn't display its employee names or does not write its customer names on the cups, and unsurprisingly doesn't even accept reward cards or mobile payments to avoid tracking data. But what's most surprising is that this location is reportedly one of the busiest Starbucks locations. Apart from this, when it comes to beverages, the creativity in new flavors has always been the brand's pitch. Like the pumpkin spice latte, PSL, has become a symbol of fall and one of Starbucks' most popular seasonal drinks. Adding another name to the popularity is Frappuccino, one of Starbucks' most popular products that was created in response to customers' demand for a cold, creamy drink during the summer months. But one of the most appealing prevalences with Frappuccino occurred in the year 2017. It was the time when Google searches for the word unicorn were at all-time high, and while various food joints also introduced their version of unicorn grubs, Starbucks decided to jump into the trend as well. The brand introduced a color-changing drink mixed with pixie powder dust that would delight the customers with its mango and special sour blue powder flavors. They called the drink the Unicorn Frappuccino. The drink was offered as a limited edition in US, Canada, and Mexico between April 19th and 23rd, 2017. The representation of the unicorn, however, was designed in such a way that the drink would change its colors and flavors as you stirred it. It would start off as a purple drink with swirls of blue with the first taste of sweet and fruity. But once stirred, the color would change to pink and the flavors would evolve to tangy and dark. Though the drink was available only for 5 days, it took the internet by storm. In fact, the FOMO to try the drink resulted in a massive rush across stores. It was noted that the arrival of the drink was first leaked on Reddit, and the co-workers had shared photos of the product even before it was announced on social media by Starbucks. This created all the necessary hype prior to the product launch. In fact, the pre and buzz post resulted in the hashtag Unicorn Frappuccino receiving over 155,000 Instagram posts. But according to the analysis by MarketWatch, Starbucks customers' traffic rose to 3.3% nationally during the week of the release. It was also noted that a store that would typically make 40 to 45 Frappuccinos a day were creating around 170-plus Frappuccinos, courtesy the insane demand of the beverage. But while most of them were going gaga over the drink, there were many who absolutely rubbished the drink. In fact, it was a nightmare for those who were making the drink at Starbucks, as some of them even posted telling people not to buy the drink because of how time-consuming and difficult it was to deliver. But while the influencers were wilding over the drinks, a few celebrities slammed the drink, calling it absolutely outrageous. In fact, actress Katy Perry was spotted spitting the drink, while Jimmy Kimmel roasted it on his late-night show, quoting, I got everything except coffee in it. Also, Stephen Colbert on his live show sipping the drink was spotted saying, "I wish I was dead." But call it a social media gimmick or call it the prettiest drink I ever made, the Instagrammable unicorn frappuccino, rest assured, had the internet talking about it like no other. So from a single store in Seattle to becoming the largest coffee house chain in the world, that's Starbucks story for you this week. That's it for today. And while you tell me about your favorite drink at Starbucks, don't forget to subscribe to all the video and audio channels of the Deliberate Talks podcast. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.